guests on Real Radio.
I've been poisoned, Devin.
Miguel has been poisoned. He just went over to the...
I've been poisoned, Devin.
It might just be me on this show today because James is out and Miguel just almost ate a donut stick from the vending machine that was completely engulfed in a forest of mold.
Casey, what the hell are they trying to do to us?
It went into his mouth, so either he's just rediscovered penicillin or he needs some penicillin.
Casey, I opened the package. I'm looking away. I put it in my mouth. And then as I look down, I'm like, that covers now. I remove it from my mouth before biting down on it, but it touched my lips, and it was like a caterpillar's, like a butt of a caterpillar.
All I hear right before the show starts is, nope.
Nope.
Then he goes and throws it away. So.
Casey, they poisoned me.
We'll be billing Jack for the $1.25.
Now we have to replace that one donut that you removed.
I know, but there's more in there. So
burn the machine down.
Yeah. No.
Casey, you want a donut stick?
How does a donut get moldy?
How does one of those get moldy?
Yeah.
Literally, it's
all. You ever seen one from 1992?
It's all preservatives, bro.
Bro, that's an old donut stick.
Do you realize that
it's from the Stern era.
Yeah.
I was about to say, do you realize that was Jim Phillips' original? Like, he put that in there? That was when he first started.
Save it for later. And
I asked that
it.
Donut stick. I was like, what do you remember about Real Radio? And he's like, well, it was a couple years after I got back from Nam. That donut stick had a ghillie suit on.
Yeah.
It was like,
He's like, luckily, Russ Rollins is still skinny, so I haven't eaten any of these.
Dog.
He doesn't know.
It's like Swamp Thing's thumb. It was gross.
It did look.
Dude, like, the problem was it was all on the bottom. All on the bottom was just all AstroTurf green. So I opened up the donut stick because I'm a health nut and went to go put it in my mouth. Like, literally, and then I flipped
The best
it.
Part is he washed it down with Diet Coke, which is not much better.
No, I was like, if I'm going to choose my poison, I'm going to choose it, you know?
Right.
Casey, a gentleman flipped the donut for no reason. And that's when I saw I was putting an AstroTurf stick of preservatives in my mouth. Nope.
I could have become a superhero today.
Oh, Casey, I got poisoned.
Speaking of disasters, I was on I-75, just turned onto I-75 from I-10, and I saw a billboard out of the corner of my eye, and it was a brand new billboard, and it said, download the smash hit for 99 cents. And it was called Media Mash. Casey, look this up on YouTube as I'm talking about it.
It was the Media Mash. The Media Mash.
That is exactly what it is.
He was in a drunken crash.
Some car salesman out of North Florida wrote a parody song of the Monster Mash for Donald Trump. And talking about how he mashes the media. And if we could even play just 20 seconds of it, he has a billboard for it.
Got
it
that billboard
the
money.
Worst. There's no way you're making money on this. His entire YouTube has 18 subscribers, and I guarantee that's all of his wives. You know, and the second video that they had was him selling a car to a blind man. And it was just a little Snapchat video of him literally selling a car to a blind man. But this song
Tony
is,
the Mayor.
Tony the Mayor.
Tony the Mayor.
He developed a song called The Media Mash, and it is the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Fake news. Sir, go ahead. Can you stay
calm? Yeah, he has a little intro of the here it is.
Ooh, a guitar.
For decades, the liberal media ruled, making all Republicans look like a fool. Till a man came along with a Twitter account. Donald Trump with his thumbs, he started knocking them out. He did the mash. It was the media mash. He did the mash.
Oh, my God.
Dude, and the worst part is the video that Casey's now being punished with watching over there. Listen, first off, monster and media are two and three syllables. You can't do that. Like, you gotta match the syllables up
the
to what you're doing.
The media mash.
He did the meat mash.
Yeah.
No, dude, I watched it in my car. and I about wrecked on purpose into his billboard. But here's the thing: how much I okay? So I drove by maybe 10 miles after that, and they had a billboard up, and I was curious, and I called to see how much it was to rent a billboard, and a billboard in that same vicinity on that same road was $2,000 a month.
Got some coin, you know?
Why? You know his wife, he was like, I've got what's going to put us over the top. And he's like, I just need to dip into the savings.
We'll dip into the savings,
and you know he's made $6 on it.
Now,
you know?
What was his name again?
Tony the Mayor.
Tony the Mayor, if you're listening, you want to spend $2,000.
No, right?
I literally start.
Wait a minute.
Is that
published? April 20th.
Ooh, 420. Wow. So he's just doped up. He's like, yo, hey, give me a speaker. I'm going to make a point here.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, too, guys, let me know. I feel like I'm sweating right now, so let me know if, like, my eyes get jaundicey. I feel like already the effects of that donut stick are in me. Like, it's like in the beginning of vampire movies when they show the cells and they're changing and everything.
Right, and we are just walking with you the entire time, but me and Casey secretly are, like, contemplating when we have to shoot you in the head so you don't do anything to us.
Yeah, like, real quick, I don't take a lot of...
No, you'll be fine.
I have a wall between me and him, so I'm all right.
Turn your safety off, Casey.
I don't take a lot of selfies, so let me know. Have I always had gills? This is weird. My third hand that I've never seen before seems a little webby. This is cool. I can smell color.
Right. Oddly enough, that they eat one of those every day before they do the news junkie. That's just what they do to get on in the mood.
I know that those donut sticks move. So
somebody had to have bought one at some time.
Yeah.
I think I actually may have almost bought them one time.
Yeah.
But they didn't just get moldy.
No, man. No, it didn't like just sprinkle some mold on it. I think. Yeah.
Anyways, we need a billboard, man. I actually was thinking about doing the blip billboard.
Yeah.
And putting, but I don't even know what we would put on it. What we would put on it to make it funny. I want to get opinions. We got tickets and stuff to give away if you need something. But just send us something. RealLastRadio@gmail.com. If you got an idea for us to put something on a billboard. Or you can message us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RealLastRadio. Because it's inexpensive with the blip.
Yeah.
Like you can spend like $50 and get it on a few times a day.
Yeah, you were telling me you could buy like off hours.
Yeah,
traffic
man.
Hours.
And that's the thing is we are technically off hours. 9 to 10 o'clock at night. We could have it blipping. You know, like a few times through 9 to 10 saying, hey, tune in right now.
I wish we could get a video one because I'd like to make a video of a sign spinner.
but you have him fall off the billboard. Yeah, you have him like literally proportionate and people are calling in 911.
I say we buy a billboard that says, Dave, your wife knows. And then just wait.
Yeah.
One day some car, you turn.
Yeah, he goes back home, honey. I'm sorry. I know you know. I know what?
Yeah.
Oh.
Marcus, they are following you.
But you got to make it pretty specific. Like, you got to make it pretty specific. Make it a legitimate, like, maybe if you.
Everyone knows what you did in 1989.
Yeah. Or Facebook and see, like, if there's, like, 20.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I saw a billboard that said abortion is murder, and I thought, that's the point.
I want like, I want a billboard with them handing Dan Newland the attorney's fees. That's what I want to see. Dan Newland got us $400 in the following billboard,
yikes.
And there's them giving him $350 back. You know, I don't know.
I wonder what we could get away with on a billboard.
It's got to be something risky, you know, because you got to take a chance.
Like,
you know what I also thought about doing, you know, because sometimes I'll follow Orlando Weekly. And there'll be a lot of racist comments. And I thought about just, like, screenshotting them. Because then just throw somebody's racist comment up on the billboard with their name and picture right next to it. You know, it's public domain. Everybody can see the comment. I'm not, you know, publishing anything private.
Yeah. Or we get a billboard and it just says, no matter what it says, that next exit's closed. I'm like, I got a billboard. I don't know what to do here.
408 closed from 8 to
all
8.
All tolls suspended. Feel free to roll. Billboard told me that.
People just to drive through the
speed limit 95. The billboard told me. Hey, listen, billboards for?
We should have one right in front of Disney Springs that just says Disney World at capacity.
Oh! Turn around.
Yeah, go to SeaWorld. Yeah. SeaWorld now accepting passes.
Or we just put out like random silver alerts and stuff like that for celebrities.
Right. Do you remember they actually had a contest where there was a guy who was skywriting. And it said they wanted him to write something in the sky, and they would give it to the highest bidder. It was like the highest bidder gets whatever he wants in the sky. And he wrote "Help, can't land." And I thought that what those people sitting on the ground like, oh my god.
Get on your radio, buddy. Stop writing. Stop writing. We can't help you from down here.
Right? Man.
Let me use my new wings I got from eating a donut stick.
Right.
Fly up
we
there.
Need something funny that people will think is a joke. Maybe if we put magic one. Yeah. They'll be like, oh, yeah, right. Good one. Good one. I don't know.
Yeah, we do need a billboard, though, now. Just because we do. You know, I was talking to Russ, and back in the day, Russ was telling me that, you know, when he got a billboard, it was just because he wanted billboards.
They still
got
billboards.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's the real radio one is real radio. We say what we want.
No, we don't, guys. Because every time I try to,
right.
Casey's like, I got to hit the button.
Yeah.
He cannot say what we want.
Yeah, tell that to Owen Benjamin.
Yeah.
He couldn't say what he wanted on our show.
Because, as Owen Benjamin said, why do Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg get to use the N-word and I don't? Because they're elitist. No, Owen. That's not why. That was the best line. Because they're liberal elitists. I was like, oh, and they're black.
But do you realize, though, that 80% of our listening audience went, yeah, he's right. You know, he's right.
Polk County audience was like, I don't know why they got this guy telling us everything we already know.
Okay, I want to start an interesting debate.
Okay.
I think, and this is just pure observation, I think liberals are way better at humor than conservatives. I do not think of a funny conservative meme that you've seen. I can think of a 50 million liberal memes that I've seen. And it's not just because I surround myself with liberals, because my Twitter is 50-50, 100%, 50-50. And I'll go down and I'll look at the memes. And if you click on Donald Trump and you look at the memes underneath of him, the worst ones in the world are very similar to media mash. Like, they're just terrible. But the liberals are very funny. And I even think it's interesting to me that The Onion is ran by liberals. And there's a lot of liberal stuff on there. It's hysterical.
Yeah.
But the only good liberal shots I see being taken are by liberals at liberals when they're making
like the
fun
Onion,
of themselves.
Yeah.
You know, because they had the... what did it say? A non-essential government employees invited back to work, and they had a picture of Chuck Schumer. And I thought that was hysterical, but I was like, you know, a liberal wrote that probably.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't think of, like, conservatives don't have, like, Huffington Post and CNN and stuff. They have humor columns. Like, you go to Fox News, they don't have any humor. Like, there's no humor.
That's true.
I mean, you just don't see, like, the laughter there on the conservative side. I would like to know if there are conservative, like, comics, like funny stuff. I don't know.
Who's pretty concerned? See, that's the thing. Here's the thing that I noticed, though. You're right. Even
Miller?
If the comic's politically...
Dennis Miller. Dennis Miller's very conservative.
Okay, and Dennis Miller's super smart. I love that.
Yeah, I saw him live. Genius. So good. But he's also not afraid to go to the other aisle. And I like that about him, because he did, during his show, even talk about conservative faults.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure it out, man. Uh-oh.
But late night and stuff like that, people often complain, oh, there's too much late night liberal, late night talk show. Okay, well, Fox News doesn't have a Fox News comedy show. Why don't they have a conservative commentator that's funny?
I don't think it took off, but I think Fox tried a show like The Daily Show, but it didn't take off.
Look it up, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back right here, Real Laughs on Real Radio.
Thank you. Grandview Live Gentlemen's Club is the elite adult club of Daytona Beach and Volusia County. They're located in the heart of Daytona Beach, the Sea Breeze Entertainment District. Please go there and check them out. They have four bars, two stages, nightly beer and cocktail specials, VIP seating, full bottle service, and nightly DJs. Bachelorette parties are always welcome, as well as bachelor parties themselves. Why go anywhere else? Grandview Live, your adult entertainment destination.
This is comedian Warren B. Hall. I'm listening to 104.1 Real Laughs. I think you should really listen. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. President Trump didn't want me to tell you this, but...
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Real Laughs on Real Radio. My name is Devin Siebel. Join the studio with Miguel Colon Jr. We are your hour of hilarity here on Real Radio, your nightcap of comedy. Check us out on the iHeartRadio app at any point in time. You can stream all past episodes as well as iTunes. Casey, our producer in-house. James is out for the week. What is he doing, by the way? I didn't even read the message. I just knew he wasn't coming.
He was out in...
He's in Donnie B's.
Donnie B's
performing
in
Illinois. Yeah, it's cold up there, man.
It is.
I think it was like negative 20 when he landed. Nope, no thank you.
When I landed on my way to Vegas, I stopped off in Minnesota because the flight had a, and it was 7 degrees out there in Minnesota, snowy. Mm-hmm. One of the cool things was I got, I booked it from this site that gives you two tickets instead of giving you like a layover ticket. So you can just leave the airport without any problem. And, you know, when you got a layover and you're trying to, you leave the airport and come back, they're like, I don't know.
Right.
And TSA's always giving. So I got to leave and I got to stop off at one of our favorite places, Devin, Fazoli's.
Ooh.
There was a Fazoli's that
Unlimited
was 1 mile.
Sticks.
Oh, God. And it was 9:45. My flight landed and Fazoli's didn't open until 10:30. And I just sat there looking at the time.
That's awesome, man. Now, before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about conservative versus liberal humor and how you just don't see a lot of conservative humor. You mentioned that you looked up and there was a conservative version of The Daily Show. What
see,
was it called?
It was called The Half Hour News Show, and I never watched it. I just remember the hype coming up
so
about it.
So it was on Fox?
It was on Fox. It was in 2007. It was on, and Dennis Miller was on it. Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Manny Coto, Dennis Miller, Jennifer Robertson are the big names about it. And it was on the Fox News Channel, February 18th to September 23rd, 2007. So like
a short season.
Yeah.
That stinks.
And here's the thing about it, man. It said, what they said reception-wise, me and you were just talking about this. It had a poor reception, and people said the humor was pretty stale and just easy to recognize. And a lot of people will say, and we were just saying, a lot of people will say, well, you know, that's just the liberal media hating it. The thing about it is it didn't get watched by its conservative audience either. So it just was stale.
Yeah. Because
we were saying there's a lot of stupid shows that everyone says is garbage, but the audience of that group loves it. And they're not going to stop watching it.
Yeah, just because Call of Duty players don't like World of Warcraft, it doesn't mean World of Warcraft goes away.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
We mock it and we're like, yeah, it's stupid. I'd much rather play Call of Duty. Okay, but the people that play World of Warcraft love it, spend their money on it, they embrace it, you know? So, yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if I buy that. We said Dennis Miller as one of the best conservative comedians. I'm trying to think of just like two or three more, because they're out there. If I thought more, I could remember. But I feel like now, too, especially,
Would you consider Tim Allen?
Yeah. Tim Allen's a conservative comedian. And the thing is, that's what I'm going to say. Now I think it's pushed more that your political beliefs have to be a part of everything you do.
Yeah.
Because Tim Allen was a conservative guy his whole career, but nobody demanded that he be conservative on stage or talk politics on stage, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, because you don't know anyone in politics. Like Rob Schneider, very conservative, but never really knew that until... recently.
I think it's a tough line too, because once you're a comedian and you're well known and then you dabble into expressing your opinion about politics, I think people necessarily expect that a little bit at your shows almost.
Yeah.
Like Schumer was kind of out of it and then she started to talk about it and then it translated into material during her show, which I guess that's you evolving as a comic and doing what you want to do. That's fine. But it didn't have anything to do with her original persona that she set out to develop.
And it doesn't. Yeah, that's the thing.
But you can change.
Yeah, oh, totally. You can grow.
Gaffigan's first album I listened to on the way to my shows this past weekend, and it was heavily bleeped.
Yeah.
And I was
Gaffigan?
Like, yeah.
Wow.
His first album, I mean, he had F-bomb and, yeah, and D and this. And I mean, like, it was just left and right. But they, on iTunes, they bleep it now. Because his own channel bleeps it because he doesn't want that being a part of his persona.
Oh, you know who?
He even says, I didn't know you're so filthy. You know, like in his little voice. So, but yeah, he was nasty in his first album.
Foxworthy. Foxworthy's conservative.
Yeah, yeah. But it's see, that whole Get or Done crew.
But here's the thing. People might argue with me. When I think of Hollywood liberal or Hollywood conservative, I still think of them just kind of being political and more just doing what they want.
Yeah, like Dunham's conservative,
mm-hmm. and Foxworthy's conservative, but I don't think of Foxworthy, and here's a guy who has probably more fans than most of you. I love when people joke about like the blue-collar guys, like their jokes. I'm like, those guys are some of the best marketing comics you'll ever meet.
Genius.
Geniuses, still loaded, still killing tours. Worldwide, too.
Yeah.
You know why? Because people in Japan love to see the American redneck, a character you can't find in Osaka, you know?
Yeah.
And so, but I think about guys like that, like the blue-collared guys. Those guys are conservative, and they would be conservative whether they were in Hollywood or not, and they were conservative before, but they have a great way of making fun of themselves enough about some of their values and not seeming like hateful in any way. You know, like they stay away from like the issues of gender and things like that, because I don't think they care. I don't think the blue collar guys who have been in Hollywood for 30 years, who have been dealing with trans hairdressers and gay producers and this, have like a, oh, I think that's evil attitude, you know?
It's what you're around. It's what you're exposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we discussed that a little bit last week, too. But yeah, it is. It has to do with what you're exposed to. And once you become Hollywood, yeah, that's there. You know, there's no way that Larry the Cable Guy filmed, you know, the Health Inspector movie in Bithlo. You know,
he
filmed it on a studio lot in Universal with a ton of different people around him that are probably from all walks of life.
I guarantee when Larry brings like one of his homeboys from Bithlo that just still is in there out to L.A., they're like, Larry, why are you kissing that dude on both cheeks? And he's like, that's Sergio, the head of production here. I love that guy.
I know,
he's
right?
Like, yeah, me, him, and his boyfriend went out yesterday for lot. What are you talking about? He's great, you know?
Dude, he used to have, and it was funny because when he was here, he said, I'm madder than a truckload of Mexicans getting to Disney World on Gay Day. And I thought that was funny as hell, man, when he said it. But, you know, nowadays I'm sure that his people that he works with are all gay or Mexican or you know, whatnot. And
Gexican?
Yeah.
You know?
Gexican. Mexigay.
A donut stick's got me losing color right now, guys. Looking at everything and everything's beige.
Can I tell you about something I'm doing?
Yeah.
All right. This is kind of neat. And I don't know if you've ever been. And did you ever collect basketball or football or baseball cards?
Yeah, like the Tops and the Fleer and everything.
Yeah. They don't have those companies around anymore.
Really?
Fleer's still around a little bit. Tops still does some stuff, but they're not as big. Panini's the champ.
Panini?
Now. Yeah, they're the big guys now.
I like.
But anyways, there was a time where kind of basketball, baseball, football cards kind of went into a new level.
Yeah.
And now they have relics, which is like pieces of game worn stuff.
Tell me about the laces that one time.
Yeah, the lace card they had. They have like the actual pump from one of Shaq's shoes. Like you can get the pump in a card.
That's what's up.
It's awesome. They have pieces of game worn jerseys. They have the patches. They have bowl game patches. Like you can get the Tostitos logo like in a card that was on, you know, Chris.
One of Jason Williams shotgun shells.
Yes.
A piece of the chauffeur's uniform.
Yeah, OJ's glove.
Yeah.
But anyways, no, they got a lot of cool stuff like that, man. But it's expensive to buy a box. So like, if you wanted to buy a box of say basketball cards and open it up all yourself, it's going to cost you the good ones now, $400-$500. And inside has one pack with like four cards.
Of that are valued.
Yeah, they're decently valued. I mean, they're good cards usually, but sometimes they're not. So here's what I started looking into because I kept seeing it on my Instagram. This guy, One of One Card Shop, he's just one of many. They call them breakers.
Yeah.
And basically, these are guys, they buy the boxes and they have tons of boxes. And what you do is you buy a team. So you say, all right, I'm going to buy the Magic on this one for $20. So you don't pay $400, you pay $20. And he opens up all the packs. All the Magic cards go to you. They get shipped to you. So you don't have to, if you're looking for just a specific player or you collect just a specific team, it's a dream, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. It's a cool thing. And they even have, like, sometimes they call them fillers, where, like, you spend, like, $5 and 10 other people spend $5. And then he randomizes it, and the person who comes out on top after a certain number of randomizations gets, like, the Browns in a particular box.
Yeah.
And I got the Browns the other day on a Contenders box, which is a new type of NFL pack. And I got the Browns, and he pulled a Baker Mayfield autographed card, which is the number one quarterback out right
That's
now.
That's dope.
And so I paid $15 for it. The card is worth about $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah, so right now it's being graded. It gets graded by a company and stuff like that. But to me, it's the coolest thing. And he opens up some of the rarest boxes of current cards. You see a lot of, like, he's called One of One Card Shop, but it's called One of One Card Shop because there's cards out there that are one of ones.
Yeah.
There's no other card like it. So it's so cool because he opens up the packs, and you get to see the cards. He pulls them out, and he'll pull out, like, a one of one, and it'll be, like, a Anthony Hardaway patch autograph. And it's just the most badass-looking cards. And it's like, man, there's only one of those in the world. He's holding it right now. And somebody, it's going to somebody. Like, somebody gets it. But there's a ton of these breakers. In fact, there's one locally. Layton Card Shop is local. And I'd love to have the guy come in, by the way. Layton's, if you're listening, you know, just hit me up, reallastradio@gmail.com. Because I love this stuff, man. I'm so into it. I don't even buy into, like, 90% of them. I just like watching it because it's so exciting. Like, especially the people that are watching it that paid for the teams. Like, if you paid for a team, like, for example, there'll be somebody on there who paid for, like, the Broncos. And all of a sudden, they pulled, like, a John Elway one of one with a Super Bowl patch.
See, that's
you
dope.
Gotta, like, there's literally, I've seen one time he pulled a card that I'd never seen before, and it was a 14 karat gold one of one card. And it was an autograph, like, I want to say, like, Kobe Bryant one of one autographed plate of gold.
Wow.
And it's worth like $20,000 or something like that. It's ridiculous. But like the guy that got it was like commenting, he's like, I'm shaking and crying right now. And I was like, because I mean, how cool is that you spent like $40 and it's like hitting a major jackpot,
dude.
You know?
I want to run a metal detector over all these boxes,
dude. Well, that's the thing, is it's redemption for those. But you still get a badass redemption card. It's like, hey, mail this in and we'll send you your $20,000 card, man. But yeah, they have some amazing like cards, though. Like, it's whole next level, like the rookies' signatures and everything. The patches, they got like clear see through cards.
Got a junior sale text message saying my head hurts.
That's so messed up. I got the Bobby Boucher. There's really like some amazing cards. And shout out to, by the way, look at this guy up on YouTube, One of One Card Shop. The number's One of One. And you can find him on Instagram too. It's one_of_one_card_shop.
Aaron Hernandez sharpened toothbrush.
Dude, there's some amazing cards though on there. But I will say it's funny because the cards come out before anything happens. So like the NFL especially, like you'll pull a Kareem Hunt auto and you're like, oops. You're like, well, this would have been valued differently. But they'll have like Aaron Hernandez and stuff like that, like the autos and stuff. Aaron Hernandez signed. You can get the signed auto patches from Aaron Hernandez.
I got Aaron Hernandez signed. This one's got a note on it.
It's like, if I collect serial killers. Oh, you collect 89 football. Yeah. Got it.
Run a black light over the Aaron Hernandez card. It's teardrops.
Oh gosh. Oh, that's messed up, man. Anyways, just check that stuff out. I think it's super cool, and I can't wait to get my Baker Mayfield. I'll post a picture of it online when I get it finally after the grading. Hopefully it's a 9.5 or a 10. That'll increase the weight. It can actually be valued like up to $3,000. That's insane.
That's nuts.
I know, man. So anyways, but I'm going through a divorce, so I probably will just give it away to a local charity. I will not sell it. I will not profit off of it. I have no money to give. Anyways.
Nevers Foundation.
We'll be back, guys. Stick around right here. Real Laughs on Real Radio.
Hey guys, this is Miguel from Real Laughs, and if you know me, you know I love good food and good times, and there's one place that I know of that has both of those, and that's the Outpost in College Park.
and something really special that Chef Julie's doing. You know, she comes from the hospitality world. So do I. So one of the biggest things about the hospitality world is we always don't get weekends off, and that sucks. Well, Chef Julie recognized that, so she's doing a hospitality hump day brunch. Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's going to be a secret brunch menu with mix and match items, bottomless mimosas, Bloody Marys, and red and white sangria. It's the only place that you can grab a sweet brunch on the weekday and not have to worry about not being able to go because you're working a hospitality shift. So swing by the Outpost on Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and enjoy the hospitality brunch at the Outpost in College Park.
Hey, everybody, this is James Young with Miguel Colon Jr., my partner in crime. And we're just here to let you guys know, if you're looking for quality advertisement, there's no other place you should look than Real Laughs. All you guys have to do if you want to get in on this is just hit us up on our email at reallaughs@gmail.com. If you want to give us a private message on Facebook, anything you need, we're here to help you out.
Real Laughs has some of the best numbers on social media right now. We're growing, and we'd love to have you be a part of it. So reach out to us and be one of our sponsors so that we can help get your brand in to hundreds of thousands of homes. Welcome back to Real Laughs on Real Radio. Remember, you can always listen to us on the iHeartRadio app or on iTunes. And guys, this next segment is brought to you by Always Taxes. Always Taxes, located in Kissimmee and Palm Bay. Guys, hit them up at 877-800-6024. They're giving away bigger returns because their fees are reduced. Plain and simple, Always Tax invites you to get over the phone estimates or come into one of their locations, Palm Bay and Kissimmee, and call for details. Remember, that phone number is 877-800-6024, or you can text 474747, and you can possibly win up to $10,000. And they do speak Spanish, as well as inviting you to come on in and try out their tax services, their divorce services, name changes, child support, immigration, everything you can use. That's Always Taxes at 474747 by text or 877-800-6024.
Awesome, man. And this next segment is a schooled segment. Time to take them to school. All right, settle down, students. Cell phones away and pencils out. And keep in mind that I make $12 an hour, which is not enough to put up with any of this crap. It's time for Schooled with Mr. Siebold. All right, guys. Like Miguel said, it is tax season. Some of you guys will be getting back some good refunds. I did want to start this segment of Schooled out a little differently and ask for a little help from some of our listeners. As you know, I'm a teacher, but also my mom's a teacher. My mom teaches in an elementary school, and she teaches fourth grade, I believe, this year. And she sent me a very heartbreaking story. She has twin girls in her class that are just young girls who their mother lost their job. The father is really struggling to make ends meet, and they've been homeless for a little while, and they just moved into a hotel, and they're living day to day, not kind of knowing what they're going to do. And the girls, you know, they have clothes that are too small for them. They don't seem like they get enough, you know, to eat, and they're kind of struggling to get, you know, to make ends meet. And I know there's a lot of really generous people out there. If you want to donate anything, like maybe even just like a Publix gift card to help out this family, just through their rough time while mom tries to get another job and hopefully get back on their feet and figure it all out, please do. Send us a message, reallastradio@gmail.com. Anything will help for this family. You know, we just want to help out, especially this time of year. It can be, you know, kind of hard following the holidays, and people are trying to get work because a lot of people get laid off from temporary work that they had just to get through the holidays. And just getting that work back can be exceedingly difficult, especially in this area where rent is just astronomical. You know, there are a growing number of homeless people, and the kids are affected. And these beautiful twin girls just need a little bit of help. So if you can help out, we'll be happy to help you out. I'll give you a little shout out too if you got a local business or something here. So reallaughsradio@gmail.com. Let me know what you can do. Also, I did want to talk a little bit about, see, I teach high school, so I teach the older kids. Now, teaching high school, I've never had this happen to me till recently. So we have a problem with skipping at my school. A lot of skipping. And they've gotten brazen about it. You know, it's to the point now where it's a game, and it's not being stopped, and it's got to be stopped.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to get, like, a plan here together with admin to figure this out. But, like, I'll be teaching class and hear students just running down the hallway full speed. And I know they're running from deans.
Yeah.
They're running from – but this is the thing, man. They're running from teachers and deans, like just taking off and going. I tried to stop a kid one time. I was like, this was last week. I said, hey, man, you're out of your class. I said, let me follow you back to your class, see where you need to go. And he's like, why? I'm like, I just want to make sure you're going to your class. He's like, we're going to the restroom. I said, okay, I'll wait. He goes, all right, I'm just going to go. And I was like, no, no, no. I said, you're going to go back to class. He's like, not really. And I was like, well, then we can go to the dean's office. And he just took off running. And like, I'm like, what kind of kid thinks that that's acceptable to just run from the, especially this is the problem that I have in today's society. What makes me think that this kid's not a threat? You know, just hanging out in the hallway, but also that's willing to like run and just get away from an adult.
Well,
that's not willing to go back to class. I mean, and then, plus he didn't have an ID on. Yeah, like you're supposed to have IDs on.
That part I get, but I think you guys have fostered a system where they're like, no, we can run.
Yeah, but you know? I mean, think about this though. There's certain schools where shootings have happened where the guys stay in the hallway and throw the fire alarm. Well, how do I know this kid's not? He's got his backpack on.
Yeah.
Well, how do I know the difference as a teacher as to what this kid's motives are?
Right.
Of hey, bro, I'm just skipping. Ha, you got me. I'll go back to class I'll do a little ISS. No worries. As opposed to, I gotta run. You know, I gotta get out of here. I gotta take off. That to me is a huge red flag. Now there was another kid right after this. Now you're not gonna believe this, Miguel. So he started to do the same thing, but I decided to run after him. So I put on my running shoes.
Yeah.
And he tried to jog behind a pole, and I saw him over there. And I said, dude, you just ran under a camera. So we got your picture. I said, I'll just ask the deans, you know, we'll just a little snapshot it and figure out who you are. And I said, we'll just suspend you from that. And then he goes, so that's it? And I'm like, yeah, that's it, I guess. I said, you can run now if you want. I said, we got you. And he goes, oh, okay. And he started to walk away, and he had dropped his Axe body spray on the ground.
Yeah.
And I picked it up, and I tossed it to him. And he thought I tossed it aggressively. And he goes, oh, that's how it is. And he threw it back at me, and I caught it. He goes, throw it again, see what happens. And I threw it again. And then he goes, you think I'm scared to beat a tall white boy's ass right here in school? I said, I don't know. I said, if you wanted to try. I said, I can't. But in my head, I'm thinking, are you for real?
Yeah.
Like, you are going to assault a teacher over school? Like, over skipping? Like, you could do ISS right now, but you'd rather go to jail. Like, that's your thing, is
Kevin,
you'd rather go to jail.
There and get this, bats that fly around your school.
I know. Right? Get this. So I told him, I was like, I'm just walking away from this.
Yeah.
And he was, like, taunting me, like, trying to egg me on. I was like, whatever. So anyways, I came out in the hallway the next day, and he was standing outside my classroom, and he goes, I'm not scared of your ass. And I was like, that's fine. I said, I talked to the dean last night. I said, you'll be called down any minute. I haven't seen him since.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's suspended for a while. But then I found out from another student, apparently he just got out of jail. So, Miguel,
this is what you got to do.
I've got you on speed dial. I need Busey and his team out there if anything goes
this
down.
This is what you got to do. Next time he says something to you and he's like, I'm not scared of you, you should be like, you shouldn't be scared of me, and then punch yourself and then go, because you assaulted me and I grabbed this crack out of your pocket. Peace. Welcome back to the home, boy.
Yeah, man. So
it's messed up, man. Like, I remember, though, when I was in school.
Did you ever see anything brazen that, like, left you shocked? Like, you were like, oh, my God. Like, why would he do that? Or, like,
it was a girl.
An assault of a teacher or something?
A girl came knocking on doors in the hallway looking for her cousin. And her cousin's name was Star. Star? I think it was Star was her cousin. I can't remember now. But she came knocking door to door looking for her cousin Star. And she was like 19, didn't go to school there or something like that. And the teacher was like,
she didn't
like,
go to school there.
Mm-mm. And the teacher was like, how can I help you? And she pushed the teacher down
and got
in Star's face about some dude and then smacked Star in the face. And
what?
The teacher was like trying to hit the button. The teacher's trying to hit that like call button for emergency.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's not working. And we're all like, everybody's just watching like, whoa, this is weird. And like, and her and
nobody
her,
jumps in.
Nobody
That's
jumps
the worst
in.
Part.
Nobody, her and her cousin are going at it. And she had a nail file in her hand and she kept putting it in her cousin's face. Like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
And this is the part, though. This is the part. After that happened, she left the classroom and the teacher was just like, this was, an older woman, too. You know, like,
yeah.
And she was just like kind of shaky and scared. And the girl left and Star grabbed her stuff and was like crying and left. And everything was quiet for like 10 minutes. And then people were like, I'm just going to go. Everybody in the class started slowly getting up like,
leaving?
Yeah, just because like the teacher was, she was sitting there like, flustered, and everybody's like, just,
no support? What's wrong with you people?
Well, because we were just like...
I wonder who would jump in for me. That's what I was thinking. As I was like, man, if this kid did jump me, I wonder if I have any students that would back me.
No, no support. We were just looking at, I forget, Miss Thurman? I can't remember her name. We were just all looking at her like, why don't you take the day, Miss Thurman? You know, just we're going to get out. Now, I do remember I used to get, teachers would write me up and be like, hey, take this to the principal's office, and I'd be like, cool, and I would just leave. I just leave the school.
Like, it's literally like a shot for a diabetic kid or something in the bag, and you're like, oh, I'm just gonna head out.
Yeah, they would write me up and be like, I want you to take this right up to the principal's office right now. And I was like, okay, I'm not gonna turn in myself.
See, we're all digital now.
See, digital. Yeah, they used to, and they had a carbon copy, so the teacher had like another copy. But I was just like, if I'm getting in trouble, I'll get in trouble tomorrow. Like,
yeah, the best part is, man, I can literally submit an electronic and then just keep teaching.
That's cool,
and
man.
Then
yeah.
Just don't see the kid the next day. Gone. You know, ISS, OSS, stuff like that. So we're a good school. I mean, honestly, we are the lowest amount of referrals. We have a positive plan and stuff like that. Yeah. But, you know, this is the thing. You sit there and you go, we need to praise them. We need positivity. Yeah, okay. But you also need to tell them when they're doing something wrong.
Yeah,
like you gotta tell them when they're doing something wrong. You don't just say, we'll correct it, we'll look the other way, no. You tell them when they're doing something wrong. Because I had a student, and I'll never forget, his name's Ladarius Mike. And I can say his name now because everybody knows it, because he was in jail, and he was all over the news. I taught this kid, Ladarius Mike, and I was hard on him.
Yeah.
But other teachers were nice to him, and they kept letting him get away with stuff. And like, he was starting to fail, and they're like, oh, we'll find a way. We'll find a way to make it back. Nothing was ever the end game for this kid.
Right.
And so the second he got out of middle school and didn't have our support of the three teachers that were like his core, like moral compass, you say, he robbed like some gas station at gunpoint, and now he's in jail for like 15 years. So, but the kid was cool as heck, man. I loved him to death. But I had a problem because there were people that weren't giving consequences. There are real world consequences that people have to face, and if you just keep sugarcoating them, that creates a worse problem than positivity.
Yeah,
you know, because you have to realize, like, not coming into work is not a hey man, don't worry about it. You know, you're a little late. When my students are late, I'm like, nest. And we have a nest. It's our, you know,
a bat retention. Nest.
They're like, I was
going to the bat nest.
They're like, I'm only 3 minutes late. I'm like, yeah, I know. But listen, when you get a job, you can't be 3 minutes late.
Yeah.
Like, your employers need you there on time. And I'm like, this is just me showing you. But there's other people, don't worry about it. And then when they get fired on their first job for being late, they're like, that's weird. I was always late before and everything was fine.
You have to raise the baby too?
I know, right? Yeah.
We chose life. Don't I get a pat on the back?
You would think that there has to be consequences. I'm a firm believer, but there also has to be some positivity. I like positive rewards too.
Yeah.
Reward people, make them want to do a good job. But when they don't do a good job, you need to say, look, you didn't come up to our standards, so this is what happens now. It's just the way it is.
Who was, like, without naming the student, without naming them, what was the worst student you had?
The worst student I had?
And you don't have to name them, just like their actions.
I got straight cussed out a few times by one student over and over.
Girl, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know it, girl.
She was brazen.
Girl
or
brazen students.
Yeah. And I tried to be nice to her, and I tried to joke with her from time to time, but she just had it out. She just didn't. But there was other stuff going on behind the scenes.
Right, and that's a part of it, too. That must be hard for you, because you're like...
You try, but you know that... Even if you were nice that day, nobody else would be nice.
And like you said, consequences. Even though I know so much horrible is happening to you, there has to be consequence for you taking it out on me.
Absolutely.
But also, you're like, man, I know something horrible is happening to you.
Right, yeah. All right, guys, let's see. On March 1st, we are going to be at Natty's Seafood in downtown Kissimmee. You can come check out the entire Real Laughs crew. Myself, Miguel Colon Jr., and James Yon will be down in Kissimmee for that show. If you are in the northern area, you can check out Mount Dora. We're going to be at the theater in Mount Dora as well. On the 2nd, myself and Miguel Colon will be headlining that.
This month, January 31st, we've got Vince Taylor performing at Kiwis. It's going to be a great show. We've got Jake Rica, me, Joe Sensabella, Benjamin Brainerd. It's going to be a really funny lineup. And as always, we ask that you go check out the Outpost Neighborhood Grill located in College Park. Chef Julie is coming up with some amazing new lunch items. They've still got endless mimosas at brunch. They've got some of the best food. I mean, you've been to the Outpost.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
The best fantastic food. Like I say, always try the Buffalo Cauliflower Bites. They're some of my favorite. But their lunch menu's constantly changing, and they've got great variety of foods, great scratch kitchen. So you really need to come check out the Outpost Neighborhood Kitchen Grill. Ugh, Outpost Neighborhood Kitchen in College Park.
Yeah, man. All right, guys. We'll be back tomorrow night. Thank you and good night.